Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
All right, for Monday. Of course, I don't know. Talk to me tomorrow. I might have a different answer.
It had gotten so cold here, and now it's back to being weirdly warm.
Yeah, it's already like 64 and it's going up in 70, so yep.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
All right, let's wait a little. Mark promised to join. Okay. Not sure about Khalil or Harry. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Maybe it's just early and it's Monday.
The above,
Maybe. Yeah, so. And it's also like autumn Monday, right? So
Yeah.
it's like dark and rainy here.
Yeah, same here. Although yesterday was a very nice day. It was
Yeah,
like
same here. Oh, it was beautiful yesterday. And then it ended and it became Monday.
I said to someone over the weekend that I love weekends, and he said, yeah, they should last all week long.
I remember the cases in Kharkiv when like working week was really great weather, so everything was like sun was shining. It was quite warm. It was, I guess, somewhere in autumn or early spring. So everything was great, and then weekend came. So it's become cloudy, rainy, quite muddy weather, and it was. And it's, I guess it was few weekends, one by one. It was really weird, but it is what it is. Yeah.
I remember a couple of years ago here, it was like every weekend, like starting in mid-October, there was like just a storm. So the week was fairly good. And then on the weekend, it was just, really horrible.
Since I'm seeing a picture of your cat, Jen, I couldn't help but post a photo of my cat.
That's a great picture.
She was preparing for my daughter's wedding, so
That's awesome.
and fit into the box, looks like,
Oh
right?
yeah. Whenever you put a box out, I don't know what it is about cats, but whenever you put a box out, they always get into the box.
It's not only about cats. My dog also try because I've got white terrier, and he's always trying to fit in some like box, something like that.
Yeah. There were some experiments done, they would put out different shapes on the floor, like a circle, a triangle, and a square, and cats would always go to the square shape and sit there. instead of other shapes.
Ah.
So interesting. Yeah. Just useless piece of trivia. Useless piece of knowledge.
Default behavior, right? So it looks like it's programmed somehow.
Oh, you gotta have those pets to entertain you when the kids grow up, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I remember some TV show on Discovery when this group were experimenting with some different behaviors. So one of them was to create a queue, right? So within some big mall, they just put two columns, right? So and how it's called a rope between them, and nobody stopped there. So people were working around it, and then they put one person close to this rope, and then Q was growing, 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 and growing. And the same with red, I guess, circle in the floor. So and when even people are not paying attention for this circle on the floor, they're trying to come over it, so and just to make sure that it will not came into the circle like red circle. It's also quite funny. All right. Okay. Let me maybe start. I guess a recording, so meeting is recorded, right? So by default, and if people are not able to join, they will be able to review it later. Let me. Okay, fully forgot. I need to claim the host. One second. Okay, let me share the screen. All right, so I get this one. Yep. All right. Hope you can see it. So, where we are right now. So on our plate, two CSPs. So first, let me talk about Sunflower. It's most critical right now. So yeah, we are trying to feed all possible hosting findings, right? So just to make sure that our upgrade to Sunflower will come smoothly. So and right now we've got 79 tickets on board. One is in progress. It's in core platform team. I guess it was tied to some security stuff. Yeah, so and even without priority for mod login SAML. So I guess it can be easily moved into CSP number three. Yeah, so and yeah, so we've got two block tickets in Rika team and one in code review. So I guess in KitFox it's weird. Yeah, it was also, I guess, some kind of security stuff. Yeah, so and team didn't understand where it should be put it on. So okay, maybe I will move it out into the folio project because it's something like more common one. Yeah, so it's related to deployment, right? So and yeah, so and 18 tickets in bug fix review. So it means that we are almost there and we are close to be done soon. I guess recently we just started testing. Yeah, so we some executed some smoke tests already. Yeah, so at the same time, yeah, we need to trigger our manual automated regression as well. Yeah, so due to some circumstances, so it has not been triggered on Friday. So and I guess it gonna to be triggered today. So also, if maybe you're aware, maybe not. Today, European morning, we've got an issue with AWS, AWS East One region, Virginia. It almost came down, and right now it's just recovering a little bit, and few services even on our side were affected. So maybe it's also the reason why we are not able to trigger the regression right now. So it is in the recovery process, right? So some brancher services has been recovered. Yeah, we're also affected by this disaster, I can say. But yeah, so we filed the ticket to recover our configurations, and looks like right now everything is fine. So yeah, hope we'll be back on track soon with AWS services. Yeah, so regarding Ransom CSP number 8, so here you can see 8 tickets, CSP number 8 and 8 tickets. I hope that will be it and nothing else will not come into our plate. So yeah, because I guess we already did huge work on like Ransom's hardening with plenty of CSPs, and I just keeping fingers crossed that CSP8 should be the last one. Yeah, for the Ransoms, but it looks like we do not have any like criticals. Here you can see only P2 tickets. So looks like, yeah, so no significant impact right now here. Sorry, yeah, so also would be. Yes, that's it about releases, right? So as soon as we are talking about already announced releases, maybe it's just a good segue to Flatware to Gen. Yeah, because Gen, yeah, feel free to chime in and maybe start talking about our support periods. Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. So I actually missed the last discussion
No
of this,
problem.
but Mark was there, so to chime in. Essentially, though, TC still hasn't voted on the change to the support periods, but the draft proposal did get modified so that the TC, oops, that's not the page. Here it is. There's essentially some discussion about kind of how the security updates would be handled after the support ends. So it's still the proposal that we would follow the end of life support for the dependencies, but the security team would continue to publish the results of security issues. So they would be publicized, but there wouldn't necessarily be a promise of fixing them. There was a lot of discussion about whether the security updates should be separated from the functional CSPs, because people at this point sort of expect functional releases, functional CSPs for a long time, in line with what we do now, essentially to keep the two releases covered. But when we extend, fixing our own functional issues is different from fixing underlying dependency security issues. And so that's what this proposal is trying to acknowledge. Alameda also wrote this draft matrix of, security support ends, but the security team keeps publishing vulnerabilities. What do people do? So these options outline kind of the choices. And so the first one is, that the module itself, that Folia would upgrade to a supported dependency version. And that's obviously the preferred one when things are still in support. The dev team can take care of it. If it's out of support, someone would have to pay the dev team to do it. A custom patch is another option. This is expensive and difficult. It potentially requires a vendor who might have different licensing options than what we have. Option three is get yourself moved to the next Folio version that it does have, it's already been upgraded to the supported dependency. Option four, Mark has a special word for this that I'm not remembering, but implement temporary mitigations so you know what the issue is. Oh, this is what it is. Compensating security controls. You know what the issue is, and you put in things outside of Folio to mitigate the issue. And then last, you just don't do anything. You just document the option. So TC still needs to vote. So I don't know that there's anything for this group to do yet. I think PC will also have to weigh in. What we're trying to do is come up with a decision record that applies to the TC part of this. The security group reports to TC. So we're trying to come up with what's right from the security and technical standpoint, but things like functionality and funding, we're trying to keep out of our proposal because they're owned by Product Council and Community Council. So what I would expect to happen is that TC will put this forward, and then the other councils will have to react in some way. And also, I think how quickly we can actually get this accepted or not accepted is not totally clear. And it also, Mark kind of chimed in when I was reading the notes, like, if once EBSCO gets all of its customers moved on to a version, like they kind of stop supplying support for old things. So if folks are on old versions, to some extent, some of them are already dealing with this because not everybody stays up to date. So it's just a matter of, I think we think from a technical perspective, what the community can kind of honestly promise as far as security support. So that's what I can say. I'm not sure that there's a lot of action for this group yet, but any questions? Or Mark, do you want to say anything?
Sure. Thank you, Jen. Yeah, this is a good summary of what transpired in the technical council meeting. My comments there were to differentiate between community support versus vendor support. And so, in case of EBSCO, we as we begin migration to the new version. The latest version of Folio, we're supporting both versions. But once the migration is completed to the latest version, well, community needs to decide how community will support the older versions of Folio. And there was a recommendation, I forget who made that recommendation, but establishment of a community fund. To pay for fixes in the older versions. And the decision would have to be made on a case-by-case basis using one of the options, one of the remediation options that are outlined on the screen. And so if hosting providers do not have anyone on the older version, there is no point in supporting older versions by the community, right? But some hosting providers may need community's help in, with funding to pay for fixing issues in the older version. And if the community decides how to allocate these funds, well, the payment can be made to any of the service providers who can then implement a fix. So that's, I just wanted to draw the differentiation between what a hosting service provider will support provide support versus, how the community needs to figure out how they will provide support. Hope that makes sense.
That does make sense. And I'm not sure. I mean, right now we have a limit on what the community supports. So I'm not sure that there would be interest in greatly increasing that limit. This seems, in this case, it was triggered by Trillium, or this discussion was sort of Trillium, triggered by Trillium being extended. But that extension sort of falls into that hosting case that you were talking about. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that, other than maybe, that immediate issue is at least somewhat mitigated by what you're saying.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the way the community previously defined support was it's the latest version of Folio and then the one before it, right? So if Trillium were to come out in November, that would mean that we automatically stop support for Remsons. Okay, so by delaying Trillium, that actually is beneficial to the community because Remsen's support is extended until Trillium comes out.
Yeah. So the proposal though does it's a little confusing. So because it introduces this other category, right? So we had this in that everything was covered by that old proposal. But in this one, we're kind of lifting security out of it and saying once these underlying dependencies hit their end of life, we can't guarantee that there'll be CSPs for them. And that's based on that date is based on the version that we've got in of the dependency that we have in Folio. So I don't, so okay, so maybe it's for, so in this case, so some horrible thing comes out in spring, 'cause I think it's spring that's hitting this end. EBSCO still has customers on spring. I guess you go through the matrix and decide which thing you're going to do. And then if you were to fix something yourself, you'd push it back out to the community. So in practice, probably whatever EBSCO decides out of that matrix is what most of the rest of the community would go with.
But then, let's say, we upgrade everyone to Sunflower, right? So at that point, EBSCO as a vendor will only support Sunflower. Okay. So if there is a vulnerability found in Remsons, well, then the community will need to figure out how to fund fixing it.
And you
Okay.
might get everybody moved over before Trillium comes out. Okay.
And, if from a pragmatic point of view, well, there are a lot of people hosted, either self-hosted or are hosted by other hosting service providers who are still on Kiznelia. And Kiznelia has been out of support for a very long time.
Yeah, and we definitely see people show up once in a while in the community saying they're on some old version and how do they get to the new version? That seems, I mean, the community has, even the community has to draw a line somewhere. Okay, well, I don't think I can tell you guys much else other than that's what's going on. For folks on the product council, if you want to connect or talk in some way, let us know.
Jen, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jen. I think maybe I did bring it to PC's attention, but I mean maybe we'll wait until TC has acted on it and then, figure out what the PC needs to do. In response.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, and let me put some small data related to Trillium extension, right? So Trillium state, I'm sharing my screen again. So where we are right now? Fortunately, we are still collecting the scope. So I already added a few epochs to track additional actions that need to be done within Trillium. Right, so yeah, so first of all, I back into the Trillium our like activities related to mod configuration decommissions. Yeah, so it's first also we've got some set of tickets related to sensitive data in logs cleanup. It's need to be done as well. And also we recently identified huge I can say logs leak, right? So and it looks like that folder logs right now are too verbose, and we need to reduce this verbosity somehow. So we asked our solution architect to deep dive into the reason why it's so verbose, and prepare some kind of recommendation for development teams for each module, what need to be done, where, maybe not on the modules, maybe also on hosting side, so it will be some complex solution. Yeah, but yeah, we're still collecting the scope. Yeah, one more thing, which is also in my radar right now, is related to reducing folder footprint. I did not file the epic yet, yeah, because the same solution architects are working on some recommendations how reduce consumptions of memory, how to work more accurate with DB connections and so on and so forth. Yeah, so and the last thing but not least is tied to some kind of improvements for reindex, right? So because right now it's pain point for us. And based on our current findings, it looks like it's a pita, right? So, and we definitely need to fix reindex stuff within Trillium to make sure that migration from release to release will be more smooth. Yeah, because right now it's quite hard. So we are collecting the scope. We are adding some additional epics, and I will keep you posted. So right now, I can see that probably scope composition can be finished up to the end of November. Yeah, so work in progress. So I'll keep you posted for each update. But yeah, right now I'm not ready to set any GA date for Trillium, unfortunately, because we're still got plenty of things that need to be done prior to announcement. That's probably it for today. Any questions so far? All right.
Thank you,
If
Alexei.
no questions, yeah, we are good for today. Have a great Monday, guys. Happy
Yeah.
Monday.
Thanks,
Thank you.
everyone.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.